Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Yeah, I'm Nigel. Guy Relford is filling in for Hammer today. A new survey, and this is right in your wheelhouse. You're a 2A attorney. You are a licensed firearms instructor. New survey revealing that one out of every five American teachers believes carrying guns into the classroom would enhance school safety. Does that make sense to you? I mean, that's right in line with kind of things we've talked about on this program. As a last line of defense, if there worst comes to worst and there's a school shooter, an armed teacher might have the chance to save a lot of lives.
Yeah, actually, I think I probably could have predicted about that number. I mean, one out of five, right? I mean, that's not a ringing endorsement. We're talking about 20%.
Right.
So, but that's about what I would have thought because, you know, a lot of people go into teaching, understandably, because they want to be a mentor. They want to help kids. They have no interest in firearms or carrying a firearms, and I fully understand why they feel that way. And I think overall teachers generally are not supportive of the idea. But the reason I'm still a big advocate and the reason I like the way we have the law structured in Indiana is that a school board can make the decision to allow some select volunteer teachers to carry a firearm if they want. And that may be two or three in a school. It may be substantially less than that 20% that comes out of that survey. But those are the people that are willing to go through the training. And we had a great bill passed this year, authored by Jim Lucas, who got this thing passed after several tries, and it provides a standard curriculum, 40 hours of firearms training, and a great curriculum designed specifically by teachers, by the folks out at the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy. And so those few teachers who are comfortable with it, who are willing to go through the training, would be a last line of defense. But it's only if a school board wants to do it and only if teachers want to volunteer. So I don't think it's in any way inconsistent with these numbers. And it provides that last line of defense that could save a lot of lives.
We'll talk more about what the teachers think, because in the same survey, more than half of the teachers surveyed think that armed teachers would make students less safe.
Right.
Why do they think that? Less safe?
Well, because they're scared of guns. And I mean, it's very common. I mean, if I walk into any number
just
of
different
groups,
virtue of a gun being in the classroom in a lockbox, that makes kids less safe?
It's scary because it's a gun and it does scary things. And invariably, people that don't understand guns or don't like guns or are afraid of guns have that view. And it's not their fault. It's just because they're not around them. They're not familiar with them. They haven't been trained or educated. And that's why when people tell me, I hate guns or I'm scared of guns, I always say, well, let me take you to the range. Let me go give you an hour of instruction. And I can tell you literally how many thousands of people in, two and a half, 3 decades of being a firearms instructor, people have come in going, I'm scared to death of this thing. I don't want to be anywhere around it, but I feel the need to have it because of whatever circumstance. Maybe perhaps something bad happened in their lives. They've been threatened.
Sure.
And they walk you out at the end of an hour going, that was awesome. I feel so much more confidence. I feel so much more ability to defend myself. So it's all about education. So I'm not surprised at all about these numbers.